This is the cost segregation authority series from my cost segregation. Today, we go back to 1979 to one of the oldest IRS documents in the cost segregation record. It is Technical Advice Memorandum 794-1002. The date on it is June 25th, 1979. This memo matters because it is one of the first times the IRS formally acknowledged that using a third-party engineering analysis to allocate building costs is a proper method. It sets the standard for how a cost segregation study must be prepared. Here is the background. When you own a building, not every part of it depreciates at the same rate. The structure itself, the walls, the roof, the foundation, those are slow. 39 years for commercial property, but other parts wear out faster. Equipment, specialty systems, land improvements. Those qualify for 5, 7, or 15 year write-offs. The question is, how do you prove which part belongs in which category? In 1979, the IRS addressed that question through a technical advice memorandum. That is an internal IRS document used to advise field agents on how to handle a specific factual situation. It is not a published ruling, and it does not bind courts. But it reflects the IRS's thinking, and this one stuck. The memo said three things. First, using a third-party cost analysis is a proper way to allocate costs to building components. You do not have to rely on guesses or on the original contractor's invoice alone. Bringing in an independent expert to analyze the cost is acceptable. Second, the analysis must be done by qualified personnel. The memo was specific. Qualified means people who are competent in building design, construction methods, cost estimating, and auditing. Not anyone with a clipboard. People who actually understand how buildings are built and how much each part costs. Third, deciding whether a component is personal property or building structure is a factual question. It cannot be resolved by applying a general rule or making assumptions. It has to be answered by looking at the actual property and supporting the conclusion with real evidence. Those three standards are not complicated, but they are demanding. And they are the same standards the IRS uses today when they examine a cost segregation study. Fast forward to the present. The IRS published a guide for its own examiners on how to review cost segregation studies. That guide, called the Audit Techniques Guide, references these same standards from the 1979 memo when it explains what a proper study looks like. The connection runs from 1979 straight to modern practice. What does this mean for you? When we prepare a study for your property, we are held to this standard. The engineer who walks through your building is qualified in design, construction, and cost estimating. Every component we move into a faster depreciation class is backed by factual analysis, not assumption. The documentation in your report is built to answer the questions an IRS examiner would ask. A study that meets the TM-794-1.02 standard is a study that holds up. That is the goal of every report we produce. This is a foundational document, not the most exciting one in the library. But foundational matters. It is the root of why an engineering-based study is the right method, and why the IRS has recognized that method for more than 40 years. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how this authority appears in your report, visit the legal section.